All right. Since it's been a while, folks, I decided let's go ahead and get back to Starless. You're ready for some degeneracy, and so am I. So let's go ahead, because this is going to be very degenerate. So instead of an auction, I've decided to end the party with their wedding ceremony. A thunderous applause erupts through the hall. Oh, right, I forgot someone. She points to the man standing next to them wearing nothing but a pair of briefs and handcuffs. This pathetic excuse for a man is Mikiko's ex-husband, Horiyuki Nonohara. He borrowed money from me and lost everything trying to pay it back. Not only did he ultimately fail, but he ended up having his wife stolen from him. What a sad excuse for a man. He's a worthless waste of space, so I figured I could at least use him to liven up the party a bit. You're not gonna get away with this. Marisa, could you stuff something in his mouth and shut him up? I'm gonna hold a show later while I make him watch his wife's debauchery before I kill him. Yes, mother. What? Marisa takes the protesting Nanahara to the side of the stage. Now that the actors are all here, let us start the wedding ceremony. We'll start with your vows. Are you ready? Yes. She nods softly. It looks like Mikiko has completely accepted this marriage. I should do the same and go through with it. She's hardly a priest, but apparently she can officiate marriages. Ugh. Do you take Sawatari to be your lawfully wedded husband to have and to hold from this day forward for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health until death do you part? I do. Mikiko answers without hesitation. Next, the mistress turns towards me. Do you take Mikiko to be your lawfully wedded wife to have and to hold from this day forward for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health until death do you part? I do. I hesitate for a moment before answering. Even if I refuse here, it probably wouldn't accomplish anything. By the power that is vested in me, yada yada yada, I no pronounce you man and wife. There, now you're officially married. I'll take care of all the messy paperwork, so don't worry about that. It's over so quickly that it doesn't really sink in. I wonder how Makoto feels about us getting married. I can bet her ex-husband is pretty pissed about it, at least. It's time to get down to the main event. Mikiko, Makoto, get ready for the show I told you about. Very well. She nods hesitantly and takes a bashful-looking Makoto into the wings of the stage. Apparently they had the details explained to them beforehand. What's going on? I'm afraid to know the answer. You'll find out soon enough. You should get out of your clothes and get ready too. She grabs my clothes and starts pulling them off. Well, what the hell? What do I have to get naked? Just go with it. This is how we celebrate weddings. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to give the bride your blessings. Once it's all over, you'll have to congratulate her by showering her with your semen. What? Aren't you usually supposed to throw rice or confetti or something? I don't think I've ever heard of a wedding where they throw cum. Regular weddings are dull and boring. I figured it would be better for everyone to have fun with it instead. It would be a much more memorable experience this way. Make sure you shower with a lot of cum, too. She's your wife. Wouldn't want to lose it out to the others. I'm the frickin' groom. Why do I have to participate, too? You'll be having sex with Mikiko every night from now on. It won't hurt to celebrate your last moments of bachelorhood by masturbating to your luscious bride. A ton of guys in the audience are already naked and ready to go. This has got to be the worst wedding ever. I'm too stunned to resist it. The mistress gets me out of my clothes. There we go. It looks like they're just about ready over there, too. Let's get over to the special stage. I look over and see they have a little stage set up in the corner of the room, blocked off by a red curtain. Alright, everyone. Move over to the stage with the red curtain. First off, to show our appreciation for this remarrying mother, I would like to hold a show with her son Makoto to help strengthen their family bonds. They take me in front of the other stage. I have a bad feeling about this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nonohara Family Incest Sex Show. Oh, Jesus Christ. Huh? The red curtain rises. The curtain moves to reveal Mikiko and Makoto on stage. Ooh, God. Bless America. Ugh! Makoto is lying on the ground with Mikiko positioned over his hips, still in her wedding dress. The things I do for you folks. You better be fucking grateful. She spreads her legs so the guests can see better and raises her arms in the air, revealing her impressive pits. Both things were probably part of the mistress's orders. No! The spectacle causes a stir among the audience, which in turn brings a satisfied grin to the mistress's face. It's time, everyone. Give her your blessings of love. Jeez, they're gonna give her blessings, all right. This is damn near blasphemous. Make sure you give them a little greeting before you start the show, Mikiko. I thank you all on this momentous occasion for attending our wedding. Mikiko looks down and says shyly. Makoto breathes raggedly with excitement under her. Both of them have been injected with drugs that already have them in a state of intense arousal. This boy is my son, and we are about to have sex for the first and last time. I hope you enjoy the show. Oh, God. The crowd murmurs again with excitement, and Makoto's testicles jump along with them. The audience shows no semblance of pity for their unfortunate situation. In fact, they seem genuinely interested in watching this tragedy unfold. Powerless to do anything, I just grind my teeth and watch. Very good, Mikiko. You may begin. Yes, ma'am. Mikiko nods and starts taking off the skirt on her wedding dress, revealing her lower body for the audience to see. There's already a clearly visible blotch on her underwear from her dripping fluids. Whoa, Nelly, that's one full-figured woman. She won't have any problems giving birth with hips like that. That young man must be quite the freak to steal an old woman like that. You never know, maybe she's the one who seduced him into it with her wiles and experience. You have a point, she screwed up enough to fuck her son, who knows what else she'd do. Mikiko blushes at the heartless onslaught of comments from the audience. She bears the shame as she starts on taking off Makoto's bunny suit. She peels back the bunny suit to reveal the underwear underneath along with his huge penis spilling out of it. Oh my, the boy's just as impressive as his mother, hee-hee. Makoto shivers with embarrassment at the snickering coming from the guests. Seeing the guest's reaction, the mistress decides to explain the story behind Makoto's penis. His penis was originally a sad little thing, only as big as a thumb, but I modified it into the impressive piece of work before you. Surely this grotesque beast of a cock will be enough to satisfy his sex-hungry mother. The woman in the audience focused their eyes on his crotch after listening to her speech. Mikiko continues ripping Makoto's stockings around the groin area. As the more of his crotch is revealed, the women in the audience have their eyes nailed to the huge ball sack spilling out from his underwear. The female bikini he's wearing is clearly unfit for the job of holding his genitals. That's nice. Those huge balls go splendidly with his delicate features. Remember, these people are sick. Look, his cock is already throbbing like crazy. He can't wait to go at it with his own mother. Mikiko answers their curiosity by removing Makoto's underwear. When she undoes the strings on his micro bikini, the force of his massive erection pulls it off the rest of the way. His plump balls bounce free from their constraints out into the fresh air, and his asshole puckers with embarrassment. Enough of the dude, let's see more of you. The men in the audience shout at Mikiko in excitement. She responds in kind by bringing her fingers down to the side of her panties and pulling them down. Take as long a look as you like. The men erupt with excitement as her meaty, ripe crotch is revealed for all to see. Well, she's about to have sex with her son and she's totally wet. Mahaha, she's the mother of the year. You want your son's cock that badly, huh? But man, that's one messed up wife. She's about to screw her son right in front of the guy she just got married to. Oh, don't look. While she blushes with shame, her pussy keeps getting even wetter with juices. Some of it starts dripping off, splashing Makoto's penis and coating it with her fluid. Oh, she's a total slut. Can't wait to see them go at it. Mikiko's erotic display gets their cocks harder and their breathing heavier. Soon after, Makoto starts groaning and fidgeting in place. Yeah, I can't take it anymore. Makoto's penis shoots up in erection along with his outburst. The stiff member throbs so hard that it threatens to go off at any second. The audience murmurs with surprise at just how huge it is. Mikiko can't help but feel a tinge of lust as she sees her own son's huge erect penis. I'm not going to read that. Makoto whines and rubs his penis against her crotch. Good, I feel so good. He looks like he could come at any moment just from rubbing against her. Looks like your son is tired of waiting. Why don't you go ahead and give him what he wants? Alright, Mikiko turns to the crowd with a smile on her face. It's such an awkwardly forced smile that's just painful to watch. I'm not reading that. After giving a smutty little speech, Mikiko rubs her pussy up against her son's throbbing cock. After a moment of hesitation, she leads his penis inside of her. Her pussy is so wet that Makoto's huge member slips right inside. The muscles in her crotch twitch as his massive cock invades her. This is almost funny at this point, folks.
Oh,
It's almost like satirical absurdism. Yeah, it's almost like satire. They're overcome with pleasure and excitement as they join together for the first time. All they did so far is stick it in, but they're so sensitive from all the drugs that they're already reeling from the pleasure. The mistress watches them with a smile. Mother and son, together at last. Hee hee, I'm getting hot just watching them. Now look at how, just look at how eager his cock is, throbbing so hard like that. I forbade you two from having sex all this time just so you could have this moment. Now make the best out of it and entertain us all. So she asks, so Mikiko, how does it feel to get a taste of your own son's cock? She says it's good, it's so good. Mikiko blurts out the truth without a second thought. Oh my god. They're really laying it on thick. Makoto's brain is so taken over by the pleasure that he slips into calling her mommy. The pleasure of being fucked by your son's cock is a happiness only a mother could know. Come on, show the audience some more of that dirty body of yours. The mistress rips off the rest of her wedding dress. Her meaty, full-figured body and her glistening skin is exposed to the audience, causing a wall of joy to erupt from the men. I think I'll give Makoto a little snack to make him feel even better. And when you're giving a snack to a cute little bunny, what better than a carrot? With a nasty smile, she takes out a carrot and puts it in Mikiko's hand. Here, Mikiko, you should be the one to feed your starving little baby bunny. Okay. Here you go, Makoto. Enjoy your carrot. Makoto accepts the carrot and plunges it up her son's ass. What? Oh, God. How in the hell can anybody take this seriously? He writhes in pleasure as the vegetable pierces his anus. Being assaulted by pleasure on both sides. The carrot in his ass really seems to turn him on. He grabs meterized hips and starts thrusting into her wildly. Look at his smile on her face. It's like a shit-eating grin. Beneath his feminine features lurks a wild beast. He goes at it like an animal in heat, drilling into her like a jackhammer. He said, oh, Makoto, not so hard. You're going to make me crazy, but I heard the word Okasa. So that shows you how bad this fucking translation is. Okasa refers to father. So I wonder what the fuck they were saying about her husband. Or former ex-husband. I can't stop. Ah, you're pounding my pussy so hard. The mistress watches their intense display of lust with fascination. Hey, your son seems to be quite crazy already. Why don't you go ahead and join him? It'll be easier that way. The mistress whispers to her with a hypnotic suggestion. Soon afterwards, Mikiko and Makoto start going at it even harder with the intensity of someone possessed. Says, I can't take it anymore. It feels so good. They finally lose all sense of reason and operate purely off their instincts. Think of nothing but pleasure as they covet each other's flesh. Such intense passionate sex is not something meant for mother and child. Men in the audience watch the intense spectacle with erection. Some of them even start masturbating on the spot. Ugh. The mistress notices them and decides to speak up. If anyone wants a closer look, come up on stage and enjoy yourself. Don't forget to celebrate at the end by giving her a cum shower. Oh! A number of excited guests file up to the stage. Kyochi, you should celebrate with them. You won't get another chance. She notes that Kyochi is standing to the side of her looking grumpy. Why do I have to? Is it really worth throwing away the last chance you'll get to be with her just so you can act tough? Come on. Oh, alright, fine. After giving it a little thought, he rushes over to the stage like the others. In no time, a group of naked, horny men have gathered on stage. God, surrounded them. They all group around Mikiko with their cocks already as hard as a rock. Mikiko, I can't believe this is the last time I'll see you. Kyochi stands in front of her and starts rubbing his hard cock against her hairy pits. This will be the last time take my cum all over your body. I really loved your hairy pits. I can't believe she's getting married. This has to be a bad dream. Mikiko, this is the last time we'll get to see those hot tits. I'm going to cry. The men gathered on stage all start masturbating to her. Judging from their reaction, they seem to be regulars at the party and are just big fans of hers. They get together one final time to confront themselves from the sadness over her marriage. It's so hot. She moans as everyone rubs their penis against her. Kyochi, everyone, today we say goodbye, so please mark my body with your stench so that I will never forget you. Mikiko, Kyochi lets his emotions loose and rubs his penis against her pit even harder. Kyochi, try not to be sad that I'm gone. No, I can't believe you're leaving me to get married, and with him. I know, but this is what the mistress decided. Kyochi completely drops his tough facade and starts crying as he coats her pit with pre-cum. Kyochi's on the top, by the way. This smell. I came here just to see you. What am I supposed to do now? Can I have one of your pit hairs to remember you by? I saved up tons of cum for you today. If I knew it was going to be the last, I would have saved up more. Marry me, Mikiko. Mikiko's boobies. What? Some are rubbing their cocks against Mikiko while some are jacking themselves off, but one thing they all have in common is the connection they felt to her. You all feel that strongly about me. Mikiko's body gets harder with excitement as their strong passion gets through to her. And of course, Mikiko's passion is just as fierce as theirs. Everyone's watching Makoto, not so hard. Damn it, Makoto, why do you get to have sex with her last? That's not fair. Kyochi screams with jealousy as he watches Makoto take his mother all for himself. Come on, Kyochi, you still have me, don't you? Besides, you had your way with her last night. Let Makoto have his chance. Okay, Mom. Oh my god, that's disgusting. His mother manages to convince him to stand by and be patient. All right, since everyone seems to be enjoying themselves, I suppose I can go have my own fun with him now, the mistress says, leaving the stage. I do like that I do like that art. I don't like what she's doing, but I like that art. Very good. Look at the way the hands are drawn here. I know it's not going to show my cursor. And look what he did with the heel. That's really good. Just the way he's done it. Look at the face. The face is great. Like, she's absolutely gorgeous. She's nuts. And I will say that the standing photos, the standing sprites in this game are not good. I don't know who designed the standing sprites. The standing sprites are terrible. They don't match the CGs that Sei Shoujo did. I don't even know if it's the same person. But if it was Sei Shoujo, it's weird that he would use, you know, because you look at this and then you look at the other thing, it looks completely different. And also, like I was noticed from Manhwa, this actually looks more in the Korean sense as she has a face. There's an actual nose there. There's a nostril. There's an actual ear. It doesn't have like an anime ear. You know how the anime faces are. So she actually has, you know, legitimate eyes. They're not like stained glass windows. I just really like, you know, Sei's art. And I think some of his best art is here. And the hair. It's just amazing how he's done that hair there. So, really good art, just all the way through. Great piece. I'd like it better if there wasn't that dude, who I'm assuming is Kiyoshi at the bottom, you know, but it's good. It's a good piece. And I do like the stained glass window here behind him. This looks really nice. Just a really good piece. While the men are occupied with Mikiko, the mistress heads over to the piano situated next to the stage. Lying on top of the piano is Mikiko's husband. He's tied down and paralyzed with drugs so that he can't get away. The mistress climbs up on the piano and straddles him. Oh my god, that's the husband. I see. It's time to start a show of our own. You get to have sex until you die while watching your wife fuck your son. I bet you're just drooling in anticipation. Like hell! And see how long you can keep that attitude. I'll give you a taste of heaven and hell. She moves her hips back and forth, rubbing her crotch against his briefs. Come on. Doesn't watching your family turn you on? Oh dear. You're already kind of hard. You really are turned on by watching your wife fuck your son? No! Hiroyuki quickly denies it. You don't have to hide it. It's perfectly understandable. You've been away from your wife for a long time. I bet you haven't had sex in a while. She grinds against him even harder. The tent in Hiroyuki's brace gets bigger and bigger with the mistress's touch. Oh my, you're already rock hard. Let's show everyone how embarrassingly hard your cock is. She pulls down his briefs. His erect penis flops out and slaps the mistress on the ass. Well, they gave him drugs, keep that in mind. That's one impressive hard-on. You got that hard by watching your wife cheat on you with your own son? What a sad little man you are. The drugs are doing this, he's right. Yes, that's why Viagra. Can you really blame it all on the drugs?
She gives him a dubious look as she positions his cock between her butt cheeks and grinds back and forth. Wait, stop, I'm going to. Hiroyuki squirms against the pleasurable assault. You're going to what? She teases him with a smile and squeezes her cheeks against his cock. For someone who hasn't tasted such pleasures in months, the stimulation is just too great. Free cum oozes from his penis and his urethra pokers open and shut, ready to come any second. Ah, I'm gonna come! In no time at all, he experiences his first ejaculation since who knows when. Oh, already? You must have been really turned on. Ugh! His semen spouts upwards and covers the mistress's backside. Even after he's finished ejaculating, his penis shows no signs of going soft. He must have built up a lot of sexual frustration these past months. Still, that was a little too fast if you ask me. I find it hard to believe you were able to satisfy a slutman like Mikiko while being such a premature ejaculator. Shut up! Oh well, you're still hard, so at least you've got a ton of energy. Like father, like son, I suppose. Let's find out exactly what your cock is capable of. She slides out of her panties. It's not over yet? Of course not. I told you I was gonna make you come to death, didn't I? Besides, your cock obviously wants more of me. Look at how hard it is. She leads his member inside her wet honey pot? Okay. Ah, what the hell is this? Hiroyuki's eyes shoot wide open as his cock sinks inside her. Oh, you like my pussy that much? I've never felt anything like this before. I can imagine, you see. It's hard for me to get wet from the cock of an old man like you. So I coated my pussy with an extremely powerful aphrodisiac instead. It might be a bit too strong for someone who isn't used to these drugs, but even with your old worn-out cock, you'll probably feel like a virgin having sex for the very first time. Oh, it feels so good! She isn't kidding. His reaction is well beyond what you'd expect from an old man with a wife and a kid. From the looks of it, he won't even last more than a few seconds once they get started. But first, let me get out of these clothes. They're all dirty with your cum. I know you want to see me naked, too. With his penis still inside her, she teases him by stalling and taking off her clothes. What's with the tongue? The mistress ditches one piece of clothing after another, exposing her beautiful nude body. Wow! Hiroyuki gasps in surprise. Well, the mistress is hotter than his wife. Oh, your cock throbbed a bit there. Don't tell me you're getting horny seeing another woman naked even though your wife is right there. But well, I guess it can't be helped when you're as gorgeous as I am, hee-hee. Well, yeah, she's got a point there. Now, is your cock ready for the best tasting pussy it'll ever have? She starts moving her hips up and down against him. The lotion coating her pussy intensifies the wet sound of their mating. Ugh, this is insane! Hiroyuki rides against the pleasure attacking his brain, fighting to stay conscious. Oh god, this is so good!
Sugoi hanno de.
My, my, you really are like a virgin sticking his cock into a pussy for the first time. So how do I compare to your wife? Who feels better? Ah, you do. This feels so much better. Hiroyuki admits to it shamefully with tears in his eyes. He seems like the clean-cut type, so I bet his sex with Mikiko was always straight to the point and candid. If you take a man like that and suddenly introduce him to hardcore stuff like this, who knows what effect it'll have on the poor guy. As a reward for your honesty, I'll show you what real sex is. She strangles this member with the walls of her pussy and starts thrusting her hips against him even harder. Wait! I can't take any more! What? Throwing in the towel already? The sex that you're used to must be child's play. While Hiroyuki desperately holds out against the pleasure, the mistress maintains a calm demeanor of confidence. Ah, I'm coming! Wait, hold on, we've only just started. The mistress's words have no effect, and Hiroyuki shoots his cum inside of her, unable to take any more. She shivers as his sticky cum covers both of their genitals. He pushes his cock deeper inside her and fires every last drop of cum from his balls inside of her. With his balls empty, he slumps against the piano in exhaustion. Come on, you didn't even give me enough time to enjoy myself. Not only are you a useless human being, but even your cock is useless. You really are a sad excuse for a man. If you proved to me that you had any use at all when I was going to... Hold on. If you proved to me that you had any use at all, then I was going to let you live a little longer. Looks like that won't be happening now. She raises her hips and takes his penis out of her. It droops over lifelessly, completely flaccid. It seems pretty obvious that this isn't going to get hard... That it isn't going to get hard anytime soon. So what? You come in seconds and then can't even get hard again? What kind of pathetic cock is this? What happened to the energy you had at the start? I mean, honestly, two shots and boom, it's all over. I'm surprised you were even able to get Mikiko pregnant. Can't even keep a hard on through the warm-up. I guess this is about all you can expect from someone so old. She looks down at his flaccid cock with obvious disappointment and mutters complaint after complaint. I'm sorry. Hiroyuki feels so pathetic that he apologizes in reflex. You better learn to satisfy me if you want to live any longer. Can't you at least have Mikiko and Makoto stop what they're doing? They have nothing to do with this. It's a little late for that. They're doing it because it's what they want to do. You can't stop them now. Ugh! His chest tightens with sadness as he gives another look at his wife and son up on stage. They're off in their own little world having sex with each other. They have the right idea. Let's fucking make a spark of our own. But to do that, first you need to get that pathetic cock up. I'm sorry, but I can't. It won't even budge. The shock from seeing his family up on stage made his cock shrink even further back inside of him. You're so helpless. Oh well, I was expecting this to happen anyway. That's why I brought along a special little something. She pulls out a needle she had in her stockings and immediately injects it into his balls. He screams as the needle penetrates his skin and enters his testicles. It'll hurt a bit at first, but you'll start feeling pretty good soon. She pushes down on the plunger, injecting the liquid inside. Ah! His balls swell up with the fluid, and his dead penis suddenly springs back to life. Pretty strong stuff, isn't it? It was designed for use on farm animals. It'll be enough to make even an old pathetic cock like yours into diamonds. She's right. Even after his member returns to its original erect size, it keeps growing. What? By the time it stops, it's swelled up to nearly twice its original size. The veins on his penis and balls bulge out to a painful degree. Wow, that's one nasty hard-on. Looks like I'll be able to have myself a little fun this time. Once she's satisfied with the result, she pulls the needle out of his testicles and tosses it away. Ow, it hurts! He writhes in pain with each painful throb of his member. Ugh, my cock is gonna explode! Could you be quiet, please? You'll feel better once I let you inside me. Just be patient. I'm gonna die! Yes, you will, but you're gonna have to wait till I've had my fun first. The mistress takes off her bra and lets her corpulent breasts bounce free of their constraints. She wads the bra up and shoves it in Hiroki's mouth. There. You can bite down on that to help you get through this. With his mouth stuffed with her bra, he wordlessly rubs his cock up and down against her buttocks. Ma, you're a feisty one. Here, you can touch my breasts if you want. He immediately jumps at her breasts in a frenzy and starts fondling them. Oh, you don't waste any time, do you? Well, at least you're a lot better with your hands than your penis. I guess that's to be expected when you're married to someone with a set of tits like Mikiko. Hiroyuki's breath gets rougher as he loses himself in her bosom. The mistress's voluptuous chest must have reminded him of Mikiko. You get to have your way with such a perfect pair of tits before you die. You should have no regrets. Now, time to drain you of your semen and your life. He shakes his head violently in fear, but his lower body seems to act on his own accord. His hips keep thrusting back and forth, rubbing his penis up and down along the ridge of her ass. If not seconds later, he's already spilled his seed again for the third time. Are you kidding me? You haven't even stuck it in yet! He keeps spurting without letting up, covering her back in cum. He stops coming and painfully tries to catch his breath through his blocked mouth. God, you and your useless cock. He takes one last huge breath and his penis falls over. It's still somewhat the same size as before, but flaccid and unable to maintain an erection. Hey, how am I supposed to have my fun when your cock's like this? Your cock is a lot of work, you know that? She takes out another needle and injects it into his balls again. The mistress watches with glee as he squirms under the pain of the needle again. Once she's had enough enjoyment from watching his reaction, she injects the contents inside. Now get hard for me. As his balls fill up with the drug, his erectile tissue starts to absorb more blood, allowing him to get erect. I would just go ahead and stick it in now, but I know you'd just come again before I'd have time to enjoy myself. I wanted to save this for last, but you're starting to annoy me. It's time to send you to heaven. She gives some kind of signal to Marika. I mean that literally, Marika comes over wheeling an IV pole next to the piano. She attaches a drip to the pole with some weird yellowish liquid inside. On the drip is a label with Makoto Nonohara written on it. There you are, mother. Very good. Now give it to him. Okay, Mr. Nonohara, it's time for your drip. She picks up the tube coming from the pack and brings it up to his balls. Oh my god. We're gonna inject your balls with semen that came fresh from your own son. His eyes widen. There's plenty enough here to keep you going. Let's see how long you can maintain your sanity as we keep pumping you with an endless amount of cum to give you a non-stop orgasm. Plus, the cum is nice and thick and even carries your genes. I'm sure it'll make it feel extra special. Hiroyuki trembles with fear as Marika brings the needle attached to the tube up to his balls. Without wasting any time, she sticks it in. After making sure it's steady in place, she grabs the valve on the IV. Okay, here it comes. She opens it, allowing the liquid to pour through. Makoto's thick cum rushes along the tube and enters his testicles through the needle stuck inside. He screams in agony as balls fill up with cum. Come on, you don't have to be that adverse to it. It's your own son's cum after all. Jesus. Crazy. How many people can say they get to shoot their own son's cum from their penis? You're a lucky father. I'm sure Makoto's sperm are delighted to be back home, More and more liquid from the medical pack fills his testicles. They eventually get so huge that they're practically on the verge of exploding. But even then, the drip doesn't let up. Semen keeps flooding into his already packed balls with seemingly no place to go. His piercing scream is muffled by the bra as his member throbs painfully. Oh no, what a waste of cum! His penis isn't even touching anything when it blows up in a sea of cum. His balls must have been so full with cum that it took the only possible way out. The intense pleasure of Makoto's thick semen passing through his urethra gives him a minor seizure and his eyes roll back in his head. When he's finally finished, his back is coated in cum. And with the drip continuing to fill his testicles with semen, his cock is still as hard as ever. It's gonna take more than that to make you flaccid. I'm gonna squeeze the rest out of you, and I won't stop till I have every drop. And by the time it's all gone, your life will be gone with it. If you do manage to live through this torture, I'm open to sparing your life. Of course, there hasn't been a single man that's managed that so far, haha. Hiroyuki is faced with the grim truth that the only way of this hellish torture is a sweet escape of death. But before he can come to grips with the situation, the mistress moves things along. Well, let's get started. This is the last hole you'll ever get to stick it inside. Get a nice look. She rubs her anus against the tip of his member. The last pleasure you'll taste before you die will be inside my asshole. I know you're just dying to stick it in there, aren't you? He shivers with fear as he stares death right in the face. Enjoying his reaction, the mistress grabs his penis and leads it inside of her anus. The combination of the drugs and Makoto's semen keeps his penis as a throbbing tower as it slips inside her anus. Here I go! Without even giving him a second to get ready, she starts bouncing up and down on his cock. Yes, this is wonderful. With his cock as big and erect as it is, even the mistress can't help but get pleasure from it. Your cock is throbbing so hard inside me, waiting in anticipation for its final ejaculation. Go ahead and come, there's nothing to fear. It'll give you so much pleasure that it'll send you to heaven. Time to suffer the pain pleasure of an unending climax. She shivers with excitement and ecstasy. She rocks her hips against his cock. Most of her enjoyment seems to come from the fact that she's fucking someone to death rather than the actual anal sex itself. Hiroyuki wails with anguish as he fights against his approaching climax. But no matter how much he struggles, there's no stopping the inevitable. Suddenly, a wave strikes his body with thick intensity. His time has come. His penis throbs in her assholes and fires off big buckets of thick semen. Here it comes, the final orgasm of your life! You're surrendering your life to me in the form of semen. There's no stopping it now. You're either going to keep coming until either the semen runs out or your life does. Let's see which comes first. He shudders under the life-draining pleasure as he fires off his son's cum in place of his own. It's like your body knows it's the last time you'll be coming, so it's desperate to get me pregnant. I'm afraid you can't get my ass pregnant, though. You will, however, serve as a nice enema. The taste of forbidden pleasure brings Hiroyuki between the borders of heaven and hell. He tries to stop himself from coming in an attempt to end his suffering, but that only serves to drag things out. The cum inside the drip bag and decreases at a decently fast rate as he keeps firing off round after round. Still, it's dubious whether or not it would drain faster than his life. His screams get quieter and quieter as the spasms get more infrequent. Despite that, his cock remains unfazed as it continues to throb and fire more cum. There's nothing... There's nothing like getting an enema from the last cum of someone's life. There's just something so passionate and romantic about someone orgasming with the last spark of their life. I love it. She takes his cum into her ass in ecstasy. His eyes have gone back completely into his head and he starts foaming at the mouth. While Ramon's twitches and spasms from pleasure are now starting to take on a more sinister nuance as he nears closer to death. Meanwhile, the semen inside the pack is starting to dwindle, causing the force of his ejaculation to die down. The pack is finally emptied, bringing an end to the nightmare. Fortunately, Hiroyuki isn't showing any signs of movement. After a slight groan, his penis falls out of her anus. It flops over lifeless as the leftover cum dribbles out of his urethra. Oh, don't pull out yet. Your cum is going to spill out. I doubt he can even hear her. At the same moment, the hand he had on her breast falls limp over the piano. Ah, here it comes. Makoto's huge load of cum spills out of her ass, covering Hiroyuki as he offers absolutely no resistance. Once all the cum is out, her shoulders start to tremble at the next incoming wave. Okay, hold on, guys. I'm not going to show you this. So I guess that's going to be the end of this one. It's already gotten absolutely fucking insane. Starless is absolutely fucking insane. There isn't anything that I have ever played that comes close to the insanity in this fucking game. So, if you want to find out what continues to happen on the Makoto path, we're still on one of the several ending paths, then keep tuned, stay tuned to Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we will continue with more Starless.